So going back to 1987-88, the starting front row for the Castle Hill High School rugby league team, hugely successful team, by the way, has changed massively in the last 30-something years. One of them is broadcasting to you and has been doing for the last 3 years. The other one has had a career with Fire and Rescue New South Wales that is continuing and has continued ever since 1989. And that man himself, Darren Leslie, joins us to talk about First Responders Day. Darren, how are you, mate?
I'm wonderful, Andrew. Wow, brought back some memories there.
It takes. I was thinking about the games we used to play many, many years ago, and it's hard to believe we're still the same two blokes, really.
Yeah, going from the front row to the front line. That's pretty much what we do.
Well, nicely said, actually. So you basically went straight from school into Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
Well, I applied to the Fire Rescue New South Wales while I actually was still at school.
Oh, you kept that hidden from us, yeah.
Yes, and I was successful to get into Fire Rescue New South Wales in 1989, so pretty much 6 months after leaving school, I was in the Fire Brigade.
And what was your expectations of going to the Fire Brigade?
I had no idea. Yeah. My aspirations were to be a police officer, but I applied for both. Fire Rescue popped its hand up and said, yep, we'll have you, and my expectations, I have no idea. My values, I just want to help people.
Yeah.
I just want to make things better. I'm pretty sure I was destined to be a frontline, emergency services worker. I'm very much tuned to, how it operates. I've been doing it for a while now. This is my 32nd year.
That's an amazing length of career. Is that sort of typical of a lot of people that go into the Fire Brigade, that their first instance is to be helpful to others?
Yeah, no matter which patch or uniform you wear, I think it's one of the core values of being first responder, is that we want to make things better. We turn up on people's worst day and we make it better. And I think that gives us the drive to keep on going. And that empathy we show for others really shines out in, not only Fire Rescue New South Wales, but for all agencies.
A lot of people on a day like First Responders Day would like to find out how, clearly you deal with tragedy from time to time. What brings you back to the job after seeing something terrible, for example?
Well, over the years, you do see terrible things, and Fire Rescue New South Wales have really got a great wellbeing and mental support network where we can actually talk about what we've seen and how we're actually feeling and how we actually, that helps us cope with, the demands of, seeing traumatic incidents. But taking that traumatic incident home is one of the big risks that every first responder takes. And that's why Fire Rescue New South Wales have leading the way in our mental wellbeing programs for all emergency services. And it was one of the key outcomes from the Bushfire Royal Commission to make sure that mental health is a priority for all frontline services.
Is it fair to say that's changed in your 32 years? So there have been improvements in that area?
The changes from when I first joined, we used to, get told to harden up. So we were dealing with a lot of stuff internally. A lot of fellow firefighters, turned to the drink or turned to substance abuse to deal with the experiences that they were having. As an agency that looks after its people, Fire Rescue really provided that support. We were one of the first agencies to provide that mental health and peer network to support other firefighters. And it was initially driven by a very few number of people, but now it's an agency-wide, well-supported network that we have.
Darren, how do you feel on a day like today, First Responders Day? So many people out there in the community just want to say thank you for all the work that you do and the contribution that you make to our society and our community.
We are there to do a job, and most first responders, we like doing that job. We don't like to see traumatic incidents. We don't like to see loss, but we just want to help people no matter what is going on in their lives. As I said before, we turn up on people's worst day and we try to make it better.
Mate, you're a special breed of person. It's been too long between drinks, I've got to say. We'll have to catch up in person at some point. Thank you very much for being a part of our First Responders Day on 2NM, mate. And thank you for the work that you do.
Thanks, Andrew.